Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, in the studio with a familiar voice, that of Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Witness Wednesday.
Yes, and today we're going to talk about some important words. In fact, there's a word going around the church these days, become very popular, that, well, people are using it to define what witness is. And that word is missional. Now, when you hear that word missional, mm-hmm. what does that sound like to you?
Something with intent.
Okay, intent. And what kind of intent? I mean, what is it surrounding? What is it? What is the core of all that missional?
In reaching other people with intent.
Okay, so there's a mission, mm-hmm. and the mission is to reach other people in an intentional way. And that sounds good. In fact, it'd be hard to find someone who'd be against that, who knows the gospel and wants people to hear the gospel. But like many words, the word missional is used in different ways in different contexts. And I'm afraid that's a word that's really kind of been thrown around a lot lately, as this is what it means to be a follower of Jesus, to be missional. And so let's unpack this word a little bit. First of all, it implies mission. Mm-hmm. Now, that's another word that can mean different things to different people in different contexts. But when we think of mission and witnessing, we think of the mission of God, you know, the missio Dei. And what it was, is, was, will be the mission of God as we understand it.
What is the mission of God? What is the intent, the work of God?
The work of God, the mission of God, why God came into our world, that kind of stuff.
Well, to rescue lost people.
Right. So we have this whole idea, God wants to reconcile to himself all these people whom he's created to be in relationship with him, and yet many of them aren't. So we could boil it down to what Jesus said his mission was in Luke 19. You know, the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. Mm-hmm. So there's a great way of summarizing Jesus' mission as he understood it. So given that's Jesus' mission as he understood it, we would think that the church's mission might kind of line up with that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go with that. So he's entrusted us with continuing his mission, seeking and saving those who are lost. Now we know the saving part of that is, you know, it's a work of Jesus. It's a complete, it's accomplished, and that the Holy Spirit brings that to people through the means of grace. So we have a part in that, though. And the Holy Spirit just doesn't drop salvation on people from on high.
No, that was kind of like Acts chapter 2 and the tongues of fire falling. Yeah. But, okay, different story. Sorry.
Different story. So today, the Holy Spirit instead has entrusted this vital work, this mission of God to us, to you and to me, to all believers. As virtue of being a baptized believer of Jesus Christ, we've joined him in his mission, seeking and saving those who are lost. Right. So that sounds like a good mission. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's an exciting mission. It's a mission that's, you know, desperate right now for people to join in. Of course, it always has been a little desperate for people. What did Jesus say when he, after encountering the woman at the well, and they see all these people coming out of the town of Sychar, and Jesus turns to his disciples and says, you know, you say in 3 months, you know, the harvest will be ready. But I say, look, you know, the fields are white with harvest now, but the workers are few. So, you know, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send workers. So there's always been this shortage of people willing to work in this harvest field, willing to work in the mission of Jesus. And even the church at times has gotten off track, focused on other things instead of this mission of Jesus. So missional, in its good sense, is a call back to the mission of God. It's to remind us, hey, we're in the world to do this, to seeking to save the lost, to bring the good news of Jesus to those who are perishing. And that's all wonderful. That's where we should be focused on. But here's where a breakdown comes. Somewhere along the line, missional and incarnational got married together, which is in and of itself isn't bad, except they got morphed into two, no longer being two separate things that combine together to work together, but into one thing, one and the same thing. Now, by incarnational, we mean being present with people in the world. So the church isn't meant to be isolated from the world. You know, we're to be in the world. I think the phrase that captures that really well is we're in the world, but not of the world. So incarnational is a term that's kind of been used in various circles to describe that idea of being present in the lives of unbelieving people.
Literally means in the flesh, right?
In the flesh.
So here I am, present in the flesh.
Here I am. I'm present in the flesh, in the world, where those who are lost are. Because if we're going to seek and to save those who are lost, if that's what Jesus' mission is, and we're working as his agents in that mission, we can't be isolated somewhere. We can't just, you know, build a church building and put a sign up and say, y'all come, and expect unbelieving people just to come rushing the doors. You know, that just doesn't happen. It'd be nice if it did. It just doesn't happen. Instead, God said, I'm sending you. Jesus said to his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Jesus was sent. He didn't sit around in heaven saying, y'all come, waiting for people to rush into heaven, because that wasn't going to happen. So instead, God sent him in the flesh. You know, Jesus was incarnate. So the proper understanding of incarnational mission is we're also sent. We go out in the flesh. We just don't write a check to send to someone else who goes. And we can do that. That's a good thing. That's one way to support the incarnational ministry of somebody else. But we're also called to be in the flesh, in the world. But while we're there in the flesh, in the world, we're also called to do something else. He's stumped. He's waiting for an answer.
Well, this is going to go back to, I believe, last week, the word proclaim.
Proclaim. Good answer. I like that answer. Yes, it's not enough just to go out in the world and be in the flesh and be present. Faith comes from
hearing,
right? Hearing the word of God. And so we're sent out to proclaim. And so being a witness of Jesus doesn't end with being present in the world. In other words, it doesn't end with us living out the Christian life in a way that's visible to other people.
That's a good place to begin.
Absolutely. And it certainly goes along with proclaiming a message. And we want the two to be compatible. We don't want to proclaim one thing and live a different way. But just living according to God's word and demonstrating what it means to be a Christian isn't enough. And so a lot of the ways that the word missional gets thrown around today stops with that. Missional living is living in such a way that people see Jesus in you, and that's your witness. Hmm. Now, there's an old quote floating around, not nearly as old as it claims to be. It's been attributed to St. Francis, but it's pretty much debunked. He didn't write or say this, or if he said it, nobody wrote it down, so we can't trace it back to St. Francis. In fact, it's hard to trace it back to its roots. It probably came from about the 1950s, but it goes something like this. Proclaim the gospel always. Use words if necessary. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a problem with this. Namely, it goes against what God's word says. It goes back to faith comes from hearing and hearing of the word of Christ. You know, use words if necessary. Guess what? They're always necessary. You know, the proclamation of God's word is, you know, life-giving. So just being present, just being in the world, just even if we're living out our Christian life in perfection. you should laugh at that, right? All right. Even if we're living our imperfect life in forgiveness, we still need to proclaim if we're going to be his witnesses. Here's a quote from Martin Luther. Got to throw Martin into this picture here. clear things up for us, please, Dr. Luther. Said, the word bear witness to in Scripture means as much as to proclaim the word of God. says in Psalm 122, verse 4, the tribes go up to bear witness for Israel. That is, God's people are ascending to the temple where God's word is proclaimed to Israel. And Psalm 81:8, hear, O my people, while I bear witness to you. God's word then is called a witness because God speaks to the people through men who are his witnesses. Acts 1:8, you shall be my witnesses. But what one bears witness to? That men do not see, but only hear, and it must be believed. Therefore, bearing witness is nothing but God's word spoken by angels or men, and it calls for faith. Really key phrase there Luther uses. He said, what one bears witness to, that men do not see, but only hear. A lot of people in our world live good lives, even unbelieving people. People can't see what we believe. They need to hear it. So being a witness of Jesus is proclaiming God's word.